Welcome to Seeds of Hope. Listen now to this encouraging and uplifting message of faith and trust in our Lord, shared by Father Mike Moore.
Over the years, there have been a lot of movies about Jesus, about his life. You can think of some of them, Jesus of Nazareth, and the series right now called The Chosen that a lot of people are watching about his whole life. My favorite movie, though, about Jesus is one where Jesus never talks in the movie. It's called Ben-Hur. Maybe some of you remember it. It was a big movie in 1959. It won 11 Academy Awards. I'll tell you why I like that movie. Because whenever I watch the other ones, where there's an actor playing Jesus, how can anybody really do that? Even though some of those actors have done great jobs. But how could anybody ever portray the Son of God made man? How do you act that? What you do in the movie is you see the reactions of the people. Jesus comes into the story a couple of times throughout. There was one time when Judah Ben-Hur has been arrested for something he didn't do. And he's on his way to the galleys. He's going to row in the Roman warships. They're all like in a chain gang. Everybody's going down. They're all chained together, the prisoners. The Roman soldiers say, no water for him. And then Jesus comes out of the carpenter's shop. All we see is his robe and his hands. And he gives Judah Ben-Hur some water. And there's the soundtrack changes. It's this beautiful music that has the feeling of the transcendent coming into the world. And all we see is Judah's face as he looks up at Jesus. And you can see in his face that he's so impressed by looking into the face of Jesus. He sees such mercy there. Somebody's been kind to him. Later in the movie, there's a scene where all the people are on the, it looks like a scene from the Sermon on the Mount. They're all on the grass. And you see all of them watching Jesus. They're mesmerized. There's joy in their face and peace. And you can almost see how their lives are changing right before him. The reason I bring this up is because in Mark's gospel, he starts right away. First chapter. We're in the first chapter, only the 14th verse. And Jesus is already proclaiming the kingdom. John has been arrested. Jesus has already gone out into the desert. He's already been baptized. The voice came from heaven, this is my beloved Son on whom my favor rests. He announces the kingdom. The kingdom is at hand. Repent and believe. The word in Greek for repent means a transformation of the mind. It's almost like turn around. You're going the wrong way. The kingdom's right here. And then Jesus goes out to pick his first disciples. And this is the part I want to connect with. He picks Peter and Andrew. They're out there casting their nets, fishermen. As soon as he calls them, they leave immediately. And then he goes over a little further, sees James and John with their father and the other hired men. He calls the two of them. Immediately, they're fixing their nets. They leave. And Mark gives us no explanation about why did they do that? Who would do that? Would you do that? What would it take? What was Jesus like? See, it's the same thing. We're looking at Jesus' disciples, and we can learn something about who Jesus is. What did they see in his face, in the way he talked, that they left immediately? Let me use a local example for us at St. Lawrence Church. Now, many of you sitting here had personal relationships with Monsignor Higgins. Some of you had personal relationships that went back decades. You know, when I was here the first time in 1983, I didn't get to see a lot of Monsignor's priesthood. I'll tell you why. You might remember this if you go back that far. He was the vicar general of the diocese. That's the right-hand man of Bishop Larkin. So really, all through the week, he wasn't here. I was here. He was over there doing things, working with the diocese. So I actually did not get to see a lot of his priesthood. What would happen is this, though. Maybe some of you were at those nights. He would come in on like a Wednesday night, and the waiting room would be like a doctor's office. There'd be like 15 people in the waiting room, and he'd be meeting them one after another like this. I said, wow. Because he was catching up, because he was always at the diocese at that time. Where I learned about Monsignor and who he was as a priest was when I came back in 2015. And person after person after person told me what kind of a priest he was. How he was there when they had a crisis. Or he was there through the family events. He was pastor for 49 years. He was part of the family. Or how he changed his own plans because you needed something. Or how when you were in trouble, he found a way to come up with a solution. Or he just walked along with you. I didn't see that. I saw it in you and in your stories. That's what I'm recommending that we do these next weeks with Mark. What can we learn about who Jesus is and was by the people we're going to hear about in the Gospels? What would it take? He's sitting in a boat. Who was he when he was walking with them and he said to them, come follow me? And they did it immediately. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone you know. God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to the Seeds of Hope Reflections, just search Seeds of Hope with Father Mike in your web browser or wherever podcasts are available.